in condition, bulb. But
well, there's the common term for it is a
electrolyte bulb.
Okay. And when you carry your washing out to the line, you'd carry it in a
basket.
All right. And in the top of a bottle to keep, like a wine bottle, you'd put a.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Of course, she tries to buy it all the time. Yeah, getting scarce. So it's a break. I call it a. Just can't think. Say his name.
How about a glass one that you might have in a decanter?
That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay.
Stopper.
Okay. But I was thinking of the stuff that's made out of something else that's. I'm not talking about the decanter, but the wine bottle as you buy it in the store would have a. You know, the thing you pull out, have to get a
that's
screw.
That's a cork stopper.
Pardon?
Cork stopper.
Okay, would you call it just a cork, or would you always say cork stopper?
Sometimes one way, sometimes the other. A cork stopper, I think, is one you can put back in, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a difference. I understand that perfectly. Okay, what is the little musical instrument you play like?
Harmonica.
Or what was that again?
Harmonica.
Okay.
Oh, you mean that little thing with
no,
one
wire? That's what I meant, the harmonica. But
the other
one,
the Jew's harp.
Yeah, that's the one you twang.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the harmonica, is there another name for it, an older name?
Mouth harp.
Okay. Ever hear it called a French harp? Okay, good. Now, generally speaking, you're saying the things that you ought to say as a native of this part of the country. And so
I've never heard of some of those things you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. No, but you're not supposed to, of course, they're from other parts of the country. If you had a wagon and two horses, what do you call the piece of wood between the horses?
Tongue.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a buggy and one horse, what are the two things on each side?
Shafts.
Mm-hmm. And what on a wheel, you have outside the hub, I mean inside the hub, and then the spokes go out, and what do they fit into?
Rim.
Okay. Is there a name for the wooden part that maybe several spokes would go into before you get to the rim?
You mean the middle hub?
No, the hub's in the middle, and then the spokes go out.
Yeah.
And what's the rim made of?
Steel, generally.
Is there a wooden part between the spokes
yes.
and the rim?
Uh-huh.
Is there a name for it?
I don't remember.
Did you ever hear of a felly or a feller?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Which have you heard?
Fella.
Fella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I never used it. I never.
Does it sound like a part of a wagon wheel to you?
I didn't know what it was. I know the name, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then. This is something that I would never have known before starting to study this stuff. If you're driving a buggy and you have, well, you have a horse, and then what are the traces attached to? Bar of wood, I think it is.
Oh, you mean a single tree?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's something I had never heard of in my life before. And then if you had two horses, then the thing that they'd both...
You mean you had two of them in the back?
Mm-hmm.
That's a double... Double tree.
Okay, that's fine. And then if a man had a load of wood in a wagon, and he was taking it from one place to another, you'd say he's doing what?
Hauling.
Mm-hmm. And if there were a tree in the middle of the road, and you couldn't lift it, you might say, I'm going to get some chains and do what?
Move it.
Well, another word for pulling it. I'm going to...
I can't think.
Starting with a D. Starting with a DR, in fact.
Drag?
Yeah. And so you would say, yesterday I...
Drug it.
And many times I have...
Drag it.
Okay. And,
I don't see... If you mean the loose tree line there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you were going to pull the thing up from the roots.
No, it's a tree that's blown over in the storm we had in Atlanta yesterday. You talked about plowing earlier. Do you know any different types of plows?
Not too much. I tried it one time and I hit it was in new ground. I was visiting my cousin up in McDonough and I said, I'm going to try that. So we got out there and we hit a root in this new ground. That root flew back and hit me on the leg and I turned the thing loose and let the horse have it.
Ooh, it was a pull by horse?
I think it was a horse, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a horse. I didn't try no more plowing, that's the end of it.
So you don't know any different types of plowing?
No,
okay.
No.
Do you know what they call the thing that breaks the ground up finer?